Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 309 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 3rd is the first step to integrity is knowing the truths and principles we hold in our hearts so they become a part of who we are. Reflect on the core truths and principles you want to center your life around and write them down. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of knowing our integrity. As we've talked about before, each of us has our own unique purpose. We discover that purpose when we can answer the question, what is the meaning of my life? Not the meaning of life in general, but the meaning of my particular life. In other words, we want to know why we are here. And this is one of the tools I learned from Starbucks executive Howard Behar in his book, It's Not About the Coffee. The tool is, know why you're here. Behar says, when we know why we're here, we will do things because they are right, not because they're right for our resume. And how do we know what is right? We know the principles and values of our integrity. And one of the simplest tools we can use is to make a list of our beliefs. And in order to do that, especially if you're struggling to articulate your beliefs, is to look at three different situations in your life and extract your beliefs from those situations. The first set of situations is the moments of greatest pride in our life, the accomplishments or decisions that we are most proud of. What were the beliefs that we acted on in those situations? The second set of situations is the moments of greatest failure in our life, the times we stumbled and made mistakes. What were the greatest lessons we learned and beliefs we gained from those times? And the third set of situations is the times of greatest conflict with other people, the times we greatly disagreed with the words or actions of other people. What were the beliefs that these conflicts revealed and made us realize our stand on certain issues? I would suggest that as you sit down, you make a chart of your beliefs with four columns in it. The first column will list the beliefs that you just came up with from your proudest moments, your moments of greatest failure, and your times of greatest conflict. And once we have written down those beliefs, then we need to look at them and decide where they came from. So in our second column next to each belief, we will write down the source of that belief. Did those beliefs come from what we learned from others, our family and friends? Did they come from something we read, listened to, or watched on TV? Did they come from our heart, from that spirit within us that can serve as our guide and compass? And then we need to write down, when we have acted on those beliefs, what was the result we were trying to produce? So in the third column, we need to write down, what was the result we were after? Were we trying to get people to have a certain opinion of us? Were we trying to build our resume for our professional work or our resume of social status? Were we doing what we believe in our heart to be right, and we did not care if the result was failure for us externally? And then in the fourth column, we need to write down what we would be willing to lose to stand up and fight for those beliefs. If we would be willing to lose external things in our lives like jobs, money, and social standing, but not willing to lose internal things from those beliefs, like our peace and fulfillment, then I would suggest those beliefs are probably ones we need to hang on to. But if we find that they are beliefs we are holding on to simply so we can build a resume and keep external things in our lives, then I would suggest that we question those beliefs and test to see if they are something that we want to take to our grave with us. So creating our chart of beliefs with our first column listing those beliefs, the second column with the source of those beliefs, the third column with the result we are seeking with those beliefs, and the fourth column with what we would be willing to lose to stand up for those beliefs will give us a process to analyze the principles and values of our integrity. So how about you? Can you reflect on the core truths and principles you want to center your life around and create a four-column chart to analyze them? You might be wondering how this is something you can apply in your classroom or locker room, and the answer is a simple one. If we are not in touch with the principles and values of our integrity, then in our moments of greatest achievement, our moments of greatest failure, and our times of greatest conflict, we will be tempted to act out of step with who we truly are, and we will not give our students and athletes the best version of ourselves. Knowing our integrity is a key fundamental to successfully writing our own story of soul success, and will help us increase our impact on the young people we work with by improving by 1% and giving them a better version of ourselves every day.